I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. So it can present a new experience for visitors, the Putnam Museum Science Center will take longer to reopen. The 153-year-old Davenport Institution on West 12th Street has been closed since March 16th and is planning to reopen for small summer camps on July 6th, for members only July 8th through the 12th, and to the general public on July 15th, with new safety precautions. Putnam President and CEO Rachel Mullins says the summer camps will be limited to just 10 kids each to allow for social distancing. And when the museum opens to the public, admission will be limited and by timed entry only. There'll also be caps on total visitors in the exhibit halls, as well as traffic pattern guidance throughout the museum to allow for proper social distancing, plus masks will not be required. Mullins says the Putnam is taking longer to reopen so it can implement plans for new visitor entry in the natural science wing closer to exhibits. Visit lengths may also be capped depending on other reservations for the day.
As it became clear that this museum closure was actually going to be for an extended period of time, we decided that we would take this time to revisit our facility and exhibits and to reinvigorate the visitor experience at the Putnam.
Initially, after reopening, advance reservations will be required with no walk-ins allowed for regular admission. Ticketing, museum store, a lobby, and an orientation gallery on museum history will be at the new entrance. And the entire theater annex, including the previous grand lobby, store, and giant screen theater, will be closed until August. She says when the 264-seat theater does reopen, it'll only be for limited school groups at first.
For the summer, we're going to be limiting group gatherings, initially at least, to no more than 50. We're anticipating that this theater annex and that new experience will be open by the end of the summer in time for the school year. What visitors can anticipate when we first reopen, open to the public July 15th, is that the museum side of the facility will be reopened with this new visitor experience.
Based on feedback, Mullen says the museum is rearranging its exhibits, highlighting new objects from the collection, local history and inventors, different interactives in the Science Center, and a glimpse at behind the scenes.
You know, we sort of constantly have heard this, that people love the Putnam, but there is a want to experience something new and different every time you come. And so we're wanting to organize the galleries in a way where there can be a more regular update and you can get to experience more of the collection. It's been a part of what we offer the community that probably has the highest interest when people find out more about the collection. At any given time, we might only have 5% of this collection on display. It makes people so curious about what else is there. And it really, it's the heart of our mission in our community, is this historic collection that's been built by, you know, dedicated Quad Citizens over, you know, 150 plus year history. So it's always been a part of the Putnam, and now this is an opportunity to bring even more of that mission out into the galleries.
There will be sanitizing stations throughout the museum, and staff will be cleaning parts of the gallery throughout the day. Some areas of the Putnam may be closed for short periods to change out props and clean surfaces, with a schedule provided on your arrival.
We're really excited to welcome our community back to the Putnam, and we're excited for people to get a look at kind of this new visitor experience. Let us know what you think.
For more information, visit putnam.org. I'm Herb Trix.